Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Glad to have you on for the journey with us today. Today we're going to talk about how to teach your kids to manage money. What an important topic. I was just reading the most recent results from the Jumpstart Coalition. They do a survey of high school seniors every year. They've done it for 10 years. And the most recent survey conducted said that high school seniors scored the lowest level ever on financial literacy. Their aggregate score, 48.3% out of a possible 100 points. And these are basic questions of what's a debit, what's a credit, what's the difference between a savings account and a checking account. And our young people don't know much about handling money at all. In fact, according to the coalition, it is on a rapid decline, and this is going to create lots of problems for the future. I was reading an article from a large California paper, I think it may have been the LA Times, of families who put their kids in financial boot camp because they just thought they were out of control. But here's the problem. In that boot camp, I read the article, one of these planners was teaching this group of high school seniors how to manage money, and she said the lack of money is the root of all evil. And one of the students noticed that wasn't exactly correct, and in the interview, the student said, well, isn't it the love of money that's the root of all evil? And the planner said, no, that's an old wives' tale. Now, that's how bad it's gotten when it comes to teaching children what God's Word says about money. It's not enough just to know what a debit and credit is or the difference between a checking account and a savings account. Children need to know how to make wise financial decisions, and I'm sure that you want to teach your kids how to have financial wisdom. Have you ever wanted to learn how to tell your kids no when it comes to their request for money, or when it comes to their desire to buy something and you're trying to navigate through that gracefully? Have you ever wanted to model for your kids a better way, something that they can catch from just observing your behavior? Well, today's guest is Cynthia Shine, and Cynthia has an actual success story of teaching her children how to manage money well, not only with great wisdom and skill, but also according to God's ways. Cynthia wrote us a wonderful testimony of the impact of listening to this radio broadcast for years and years and years, and how blessed she is that today her children are actually following through on the principles that Cynthia and her husband were learning by listening to the program. I hope you'll stay tuned and hear this exciting story of Cynthia Shine and her children. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Has your child outgrown a piggy bank but not yet ready for a credit card? Well, there's something in between, a practical tool for anyone that you can use to teach teenagers and college students how to handle money wisely before they face greater financial decisions. It's the Cash Organizer from Crown Financial Ministries. The Cash Organizer is a durable, expanding file that's not much bigger than a checkbook. It's designed to create a convenient way to practice envelope budgeting, the proven way to keep from spending more than you make. With the Cash Organizer, when an envelope is empty, you can't spend any more money until you earn more money. It'll not only help your teenager or college student take control of their cash, but will also develop money management habits that'll prepare them for a lifetime. You can order the Cash Organizer online at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today our guest is Cynthia Shine from Muskegon, Michigan. Cynthia and her husband, John, have a wonderful story to share with us about how God has used his financial principles in the life of their children. Cynthia, I can't wait to hear your testimony. Welcome to Money Life.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck.
Tell us about your family.
Well, my husband and I have been married for, will be 33 years this year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. We have five children, Adanya, who is 30, and Garrick, he's 27, 28, I think, and Rebecca is 25, Gabriel is 22, and then we have one that we added to our family kind of late, Michael, who is 12 years old.
Well, Cynthia, I have so much in common with you. I've been married almost the same number of years, And we have children spread out very much like you do. So tell us about John, your husband.
John is a pastor. He has been a pastor for almost 30 years. He pastors a blended congregation of believers here in Muskegon. About 4 years ago, our churches, we had a really small church, and the pastor of another church passed away unexpectedly. They were a predominantly white congregation, and ours is a predominantly African-American congregation. And at their request, we were invited to join them, so we did. So we've been blending our congregations for the past 4 years. John is still the pastor, and just learning new things and having some pretty exciting times together.
Well, I think that's great. What a wonderful testimony. And I know that you and John have been very loyal, long-time Crown Radio listeners, like so many who listen to this program. How long have you been listening?
Oh, I don't know. It's when we started our family, we've just always listened to Christian radio. We keep it mainly on a couple of stations, and Crown has always come on. I think the Hey Howard Show, we've listened to all of it. So it's kind of always on in our house.
Well, I know that you've got some exciting things to share with us about your children, but you and John have always had a very closely aligned philosophy about money. You've been in agreement about how you would handle money. Tell us some of the things that you believed when you started out your marriage.
Well, we started out with the understanding that we would not spend more than we were making. And so if we didn't have the money for an item, we simply couldn't purchase it at that point. We'd have to save for it. We had a pretty decent income, but and often family members would ask to borrow money, and we would tell them that if we had the money to give them, we would simply give it. We would not loan it to them. If they could pay it back, that would be great, but because we didn't want any animosity in the families, we would simply give the money. And so from time to time, we've had to do that, but we believed in saving so that we would always have something to give to other people. And so we've done that, and God has really, really blessed us with that. So.
And you also have a philosophy about credit cards, is that right?
Yeah, we pay the credit card. If we use the credit cards, we pay them off right away. And in the early years, we didn't do that so much, but we learned, I just hate that interest charge. And so after the first couple of years, I believe, we said, you know, if we're going to use the credit cards, they have to be paid within the 30-day limit or no credit cards. And so we've stuck to that, and we have excellent credit rating, and it's been very beneficial for us.
Well, I couldn't agree with your philosophy more, Cynthia. In fact, that's our philosophy, is that use credit cards as little as possible and pay them off if you do use them. Now, did you and John learn these things on your own, or were you raised in a home that taught you how to handle money wisely?
Well, my mom always had a philosophy of never, ever spending all your money. She would always say, always keep something aside, always have something saved. So that helped. But I think the listening to the Christian radio stations have really guided us through the years. And because we kind of keep our radio tuned to Christian stations most of the time, those philosophies kind of penetrate your home. And the more you hear as they align themselves with God's word, then you know that this is something you need to do. So we've done that, and God has blessed us through it.
Well, you have many stories about how God has transferred those blessings into the life of your children. And I know they're going to be so encouraging to our listeners. And I think the first story is about Gabriel. Now, Gabriel is now, what, 22 years old?
Now 22 years old.
Tell us about Gabriel.
Well, Gabriel was kind of an average student, mostly in high school. And he would often complain about us getting him a car. He wanted us to purchase him a car, and we told him no, and he would say what other families were doing, and we said we simply weren't going to do that. When he got to community college, after he graduated from high school, we gave him an old, I think it was a Village Mercury, which isn't the cutest car in the world for a teenager, but, and he's a young student, you know, he had an October birthday, so he was about 17 or 18. And he drove that car from home to school, and it wasn't making the greatest noise or anything, but he said he wanted his own car, and we said you'd have to pay for it, you'd have to save for it. And he did. And he worked at a little pizza shop after he graduated from high school, saved his money, and bought a car for $800. And he used that for 2 years, And then he started to go to Grand Valley State University and needed a better car, and he had started saving at that point because he was also working then, but he wouldn't use his money to get a new car until he saved up all the money that he needed for another car.
So Gabriel was not going to go into debt.
No, he was not. And we were surprised. At one point, he would come home and he'd say how much money he had in his savings, and he thought that was hilarious. He'd say, you know, I saved this much money, and he thought that was great, and we'd laugh, you know, to ourselves thinking, wow, that's great. But then last October, he came home with a truck, and we were just amazed, and we said, how did you do that? He said, I saved my money, and the best part about it, he says, you thought I wasn't listening all those times. You were listening to that radio station about money. But I was, he said, and I saved my money, and he bought himself a truck. And
oh, my goodness.
We were just, I was overwhelmed. So I just wanted to share that with you because it made a difference. You know, the ministry had made a difference in his life.
Well, Cynthia, did you and John think that Gabriel was listening all those years, or were you worried about him?
I wasn't really too worried about him, but we were surprised, very surprised that he had been paying attention and very thankful that he had. So,
now, when you told him you weren't going to provide him a car, did that upset him?
Well, yes. We weren't going to provide him a really good car. I mean, he had an old beat-up car that just barely ran. He had that.
So. Well, it sounds like that old car really motivated Gabriel, and
yes,
I want to hear. And I want to hear more about this great story and your other children when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Cynthia Shine.
You know, God encourages us to invest, and he says in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to spread out or diversify to lower our risk. And one of the best ways to diversify is mutual funds. That's why Crown Financial Ministries offers the Sound Mind Investing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to managing your money from a biblical perspective written by Austin Pryor. Recently updated to address timely topics, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook is one of the most comprehensive guides available on mutual fund investing. Yet it's still easy to understand and use. And since this handbook is written from a biblical perspective, it'll teach you how to apply God's financial principles to your investing decisions. So whether you're a beginning investor or one with more experience, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook will help you invest more wisely. To get a copy, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Cynthia Shine of Muskegon, Michigan. Cynthia and her husband, John, have been listening to Crown Financial Ministries radio program for years and years and years, and now we're learning about their children who have also been listening to Christian radio and learning God's principles of managing money. Cynthia, when we left off, you told us about Gabriel, how that old clunker motivated him to save money, and he ended up buying his own vehicle with cash. You've got to be very proud of your kids.
Yes, I'm very, very proud of it.
Now, your other children, they've been listening to these principles as well, and I understand that you have a favorite story about clothing. Tell us about that.
Well, when my girls were growing up early, we weren't going to spend a lot of money on clothing, so we'd often go to the secondhand shop. But if they saw something at a mall, I'd tell them to pray about it and look for the sales, and if God intended for them to have it, we'd come back and get it on sale. And if it weren't, then God didn't intend for them to have it. So they are great thrifty shoppers. I can't begin to tell you how much they are, but we do that wonderfully well.
Now, do you have a favorite thrift store?
We do. We go to Goodwill a lot and then Rescue Treasures. And nearby is Grand Haven, and there's a store there that we often go to and never fails to supply us what we need.
You know, Cynthia, I'm blushing a little bit about Goodwill because this recent holiday we were at some friend's house for a meal, and they had on their counter the exact same coffee maker that I recently purchased for my family. And I'd done a lot of research, and I ended up buying it online on sale, and I was so proud of my purchase. I think I paid $79, saved about $30 off of retail price. And immediately she said to me, yeah, I got mine used at Goodwill. It was $5. And I thought, oh, no, I'm not a very good shopper. You can find some great, what did you call them, treasures?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Now tell us about your oldest daughter and her husband. They're also off to a good start managing their money.
Yes. Again, we're just amazed and really thankful. She married a man from Muskegon also. His name is Shaka Williams. And when they got married, I guess they both decided that they would live on one income in case she got pregnant and had a grandchild, which I have no grandchildren at this point, and I do want some. But he told her that he wanted a house they could afford in case she decided to stay home with the children. And so they went to a financial advisor and started saving their money. And at the end of the year, they had well over $10,000 to put down on a first home. And we were so excited to hear that. And they are thrilled because they have some money set aside for emergencies, and it won't stunt them at all in case something comes up. So they were able to purchase their first home. And again, they stayed well within their budget, and they're doing very well. We're very proud of them.
Well, I want to cover another one real quickly, Cynthia. Tell us about your younger daughter, Rebecca, who's still single.
Oh, yes, Rebecca. And I just found out something yesterday that I didn't know. I know she was doing an online budget, but I didn't know it was with Dave Ramsey. And so when I talked to her and told her what I was doing, she says, oh, yes, I have my budget with Dave Ramsey's programs, and it's working very well. She bought a foreclosed home about 2 years ago now and lived with us until she could afford to fix it up and do the repairs. And so she was able to move in last August just before school. She is a school teacher at Muskegon High School. And she's very excited about being in her own home, and she was able to get a roommate to come in and stay with her. So they now share the expenses, and she is still doing the budget program, and she's very happy with that.
Well, I know you've been frugal, Cynthia, and you and John have been so wise with your money, but you strongly believe in tithing. Tell me how important that's been in your walk with the Lord.
That's been crucial to us because we believe that all the money belongs to God. It's not ours to do what we feel like doing with or using. So we do to give our tithes to our church, and we support other missionaries as well. And God has never failed to supply our needs. We're doing very well.
Cynthia, there's so many people listening today who want some advice that you would give them on how they can teach their children to handle money as wisely as your children are handling money. It's one thing for the parents to do it. It's another to be able to transfer it. How'd you do it? What advice would you give them?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One, I think you need to immerse your family in Christian values. And you don't have to pound it into their heads, but you have to live it. And so everything that you do, how you use money, the way you buy groceries, clothes, they should reflect that the money belongs to God, and you will do those things and purchase those things that will honor God. And not spend just excessively, but spend for what you need, and of course have a good time with that as well. That's one principle, and I think the second principle is that it is a total lifestyle. It's like dieting. You just don't take one program. There are several programs, and I do want to mention that when Gabe was in high school, we sent him to a local financial person who does financial responsibility. Her name's Karen Cheatham, and she's in the area, and she does it free. We actually paid him $10 for 6 weeks, I believe, of going to that program with her, and she helped him see how valuable it would be. But I don't think that one program alone would do it. I think the constant radio programs and the other programs that he went through and the way you live your life, they all have to support that belief that the money belongs to God, and how you use it should be to glorify him in some way. So I think that would be good for children.
Well, Cynthia, sounds like God has blessed you with all of your children. Are there some of them you haven't had an opportunity to brag on that you want to tell some of their stories?
Well, I just want to say that Garrick lives with Gabriel, so they share an apartment in Grand Rapids, and so they are sharing their expenses and keeping things under control there. Michael is our youngest one, and he's doing very, very well, so we're proud of all of our children.
Well, Cynthia, I know you must be, and God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate you and John and your faithfulness to the Lord's principles.
Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with more.
The Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. This package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. With three colorful compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C, your kids will learn to give, save, and spend. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through a compelling story, simple Bible studies, and fun hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Help create the right financial habits in your children by investing in their future with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. And wasn't Cynthia great? What a wonderful, encouraging example. I just totally enjoyed hearing a success story about how good the kids have turned out. And I also enjoyed giving Cynthia an opportunity to brag as a proud mother. We need to hear more of those kind of stories. I know when my two older boys were growing up, we took the opportunity to take them through a Bible study about handling money in God's ways. In fact, that's what it's called, Discovering God's Ways of Handling Money for Teens. It covers topics like God's part and our part, understanding that you're a steward, not an owner, managing debt, understanding the issues of debt, seeking counsel, being honest, learning to give, learning to work, savings, and learning not to be overly influenced by your friends. And I think I took 8 or 9 teenage boys through that study together. Now, you can imagine I was a little concerned whether or not I was going to be able to hold their attention. Well, today, I have heard from over half of those young men who are now grown and most of them starting their own families of how impactful that study was in their life. We did something really fun. About halfway through the course, I asked them to bring $5 and we were going to have a party with it by going out to eat. And then I threw a little twist in there. I said, now, if we go out to eat and you save any money at all, we'll use the leftover money to have a grand finale party, whatever you have left over. So try to save money, go out to eat, but try not to spend more than $5. Try not to spend all of it. Well, they couldn't believe it could be done, and it ended up that they spent about $4.10 each on the place where they went out to eat. So we had about 90 cents left over, and it rounded out to roughly $9. And at the end of the event, we went to the grocery store, my wife and I, and bought $9 worth of groceries and threw a party with it. They could not believe how much better the party was that we only spent $9 on versus the one where they had spent $4.10 each. And it made a dramatic impression on them of learning to be a wise steward. The study made a difference, but also the practical application. So I would encourage you to invest in your own children. Be intentional about this need to teach our children financial literacy and to teach them early in life. Give them positive examples. Give them things they can do and ways to apply this truth so that they won't forget it. You can pick up that book online at crown.org. By the way, don't forget, I'm going on tour. I'm getting out from behind the microphone. We're taking the God Provides Film Learning Experience Tour to two cities in February, Atlanta, February the 11th at Hebron Baptist, Chattanooga, February the 18th at Ridgedale Baptist Church. Both of them are on Thursday nights. They're both free. We're going to show two films. I'm going to teach. We're going to come to your city in order to encourage you that God is our faithful provider. Well, thanks for tuning in. Be sure and bring your kids to that upcoming event. I'd love to meet them. You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again next time.